Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into another episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host Charlotte, as always, and this week's episode is going to be about poems to do with television, or TV in general. Not just like television, but like TV shows, maybe streaming and stuff like that. So yeah, let's just dive in before I waffle on about my love for TV. Alright, so the first poem I'm going to read today is TV by Rodney Jones. All the preachers claiming it was Satan. And now the first sets seem more venerable than Abraham or Williamsburg or the avant-garde, but then nothing. Not even the bomb had ever looked so new. So it seemed almost heretical watching it when we visited relatives in the city, secretly delighting, but saying later, after church, probably it wouldn't last. It would destroy things, the standards and the sacredness of words in books. So it was well in the age of colour and Korea and Little Rock long past before anyone got one. And then some of them in the next valley had one, and you would know them by their lights burning late at night and the recentness and distance of events entering their talk. But not one in our valley. For a long time, no one had one. So when the first one arrived in the van from the furniture store, and the men had set the box on the lawn, at first we stood back from it, circling it. As they raised the antenna and staked in the guy wires before taking it into the door. And I seem to recall a kind of blue light flickering inside, and then a woman calling out that they had got it tuned in. A little fuzzy ghost picture, but something that would stay with us, the way we hurried down the dirt road. The stars, the silence, then everyone disappearing into the houses. There's something really interesting about like this specific poem being a look at this sort of small town, this small like religious culture where it's like, no, television is bad. And then it's like, well, saying television is bad makes it taboo, which makes it interesting and exciting. And that thing of everyone gathering around, and then as soon as it's like tucked into the way to the sanctuary of someone else's house, they all scatter and disperse because, like, they can't see it anymore. And the thing of, like, oh, yeah, we went and visited relatives in the city and they all had one and we watched it and we loved it then, but when we came home, we had to say we didn't. Something about that is so interesting and, like, it's not a perspective I would have thought about because I was, like, sure I understood that there were people who were, like, television is against God. Or it's a work of Satan, but just to put it into that kind of words of being like, we had to hide that we thought that TV was interesting as kids, and it's like, what, that world is completely removed from my life, because like, there's always been television in my lifetime, and so like, hear about this thing of like, oh, we had to pretend we did not, we believed that TV was Satan, and it just like, it just feels very like wild to me, and I know that that's like within the lifetime of my parents or my grandparents, but just that's so fascinating to me, probably my grandparents or my parents, but like, you know, endlessly fascinating to me that like this is a perspective that used to exist, and the expression of that in this poem is really clear and clever in a way that like had me reading it at points and reading back over it and going, oh, I don't think I noticed that the first couple of times. But anyway, yeah, I recommend going and giving it a read yourself. Okay, so our next poem is Turn Off the TV by Bruce Lansky. My father gets quite mad at me. My mother gets upset when they catch me watching our new television set. My father yells, turn that thing off. Mum says it's time to study. I'd rather watch my favourite TV show with my best buddy. I sneak down after homework and turn the set on low, but when she sees me watching it, my mother yells out no. Dad says, if you don't turn it off, I'll hang it from a tree. I rather doubt he'll do it, because he watches more than me. He watches sports all weekend and weekday evenings too. While munching chips and pretzels, the room looks like a zoo. So if he ever got the nerve to hang it from a tree, he'd spend a lot of time up there watching it with me. So when I found this one, it genuinely, like, made me chuckle, and as soon as I finished reading it through again, I had to like hit pause as soon as possible on the recording to not like full on laugh. So there's something really amusing about this just grown man up a tree watching television, mainly my brain being like, how is power getting up there? But like the idea of the dad being like, oh, I'm going to hang it from a tree if you don't like stop watching it, and then being a hypocrite of being like, oh no, I watch it a lot too. I just being like, if I hang it from a tree, I'm going to have to find a way to get power through the tree outside. We're maybe going to have to set up a blanket in the garden. Just so amusing to me, this image of this like man being like, I'm going to hang it from the tree in the garden. And the other boy being like, okay, then we're going to go hang out in the tree. it just killed me. Anyway, yeah, I just think it's so funny. Like, something about the way it rhymes and the pace of it really gives it that little bit of a kick where it's like, ah, this is like fun and childish, and like you can almost imagine the childlike glee in both the narrator, who is clear kid, but also the dad in like watching sports and stuff. And it almost feels like they're all in on it. Like, this is a good, like, it's something I think about, is the idea of like, you don't stop being a kid just because you grow up. Like, you still have those tendencies of like, oh, this is a thing that is fun and there's a whimsy in it. And I don't think like whimsy goes away, but there's just less time for it. Anyway, the idea of this grown man climbing a tree, and I think it was done really well, and it's not a long poem, but it just is fun. And sometimes poems are just fun. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our episode. I understand that this episode was a lot of bad TV poems, which is not something I believe. Like, I think there is like limits to how much you should consume anything before you start creating, which is a thing that's been very much drilled into me. But I love television. Like, there's so many good shows out there that like can relate to people in a way that is so good, and it's the same as like books. I mean, it is a bit more it's a bit easier than books because you just sit down and watch it and you can sort of turn your brain off. But if you're really like in on it, if you're really like zoomed in, a lot of it hits harder. And so like, if you do the mental work of like piecing together, and I know that's not what a lot of people like in television, I absolutely adore like piecing together the secret messages or like interpreting things in my own way. I think it's fun. Anyway, based on that, I was thinking about the idea of like phones as having negative meaning in a more modern world. I know everyone's got a phone pretty much in the Western world, or at least like there is a need for people to have phones to sort of connect with a Western world. But there is still sort of that like demonization of them. And I want to see what poets are saying about it. I think it could be really interesting to look into. Anyway, I'll see you then. Bye.